Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, I have confidence in all of our guys, including Zach, our players, our coaches. And I watch our guys every day. I watch how they work. I watch how well they coach. I'm in meetings. I watch the meetings. I know the schemes that we're running. I know the soundness of what we're doing. I understand who's, you know, what we're up against, you know, from week to week and play to play. Even in this game, you know, this is a challenging game against, you know, good offense. They were healthy. They got their guys back. And complimentary football-wise, you know, defense was put in some tough spots, you know, field position-wise, for sure. And I think that had something to do with it. We got some stops early in the red zone with some short fields, and then we didn't play as well in the red zone. They made a couple plays in there that they ended up getting touchdowns on. So,
John Harbaugh speaking yesterday about the Ravens' defense, and if you're looking for some sort of silver lining, they gave up 41 in the first game, 38 in the second game, 37 in the third game. So the numbers are trending down score-wise. Beyond that, they stink. And he can talk about getting stops. The Chiefs scored on every possession while the game, you could say, was quote-unquote in doubt. So they were bad last year. They were able to fix it. Is this defense fixable?
No, it's funny, Harbs, the way he talks about his broken defense and then the way he poops all over Monken.
Yeah, it's weird, huh?
Who he'd be screwed without. You know, why don't you go back to G-Row calling plays now with this assortment of talent. And I'm using that term in air quotes. They are on the brink here. This is a team that is teetering on the abyss. And that's tough to say about a team that their front office thought had the best roster in football, and a team that Harbs said he wouldn't, you know, concede that they're in Super Bowl or bust mode, but the whole league knows it. And there were a lot of people crowning them for a long off season, and for them to be standing at this point a month in with this basically now a must-win game, and you could watch their film and say some guys' compete level might not be where it should be. Like you can question their culture, their lack of leadership, the people who cover this team writing openly about who never shows up when they lose. Roquan Smith, $20 million front runner, looks that way to me.
Yeah.
Who's accountable? Who's not? And then Harbs going out of his way to defend Zach Orr, who was a bad hire, and then crapping all over his coordinator. Like, this is a portal into their football soul right now, and it looks pretty warped.
By the way, before you get to your thought bone, Brian Wacker reporting Lamar Jackson unlikely to play this week and might miss 2 to 3 weeks. So see you after the bye, it looks like.
At that point, yeah, you got two games before the bye. We'll see Lamar after the bye. But we were playing those cuts at the end of the show yesterday, Jason, and I'm still shocked hearing them, just because I can't think of John Harbaugh going back to 2008 that many shots in at a fellow coach on his staff, and especially 24 hours after the fact. This wasn't in the heat of the moment post-game press conference. No, he knew what questions were going to come, and he was just getting shot in after shot in.
A coach whose unit has produced 133 points, the third most in the NFL. Meanwhile, your defense has given up the most in the NFL.
But in terms of the defense, they pulled a rabbit out of the hat last year. It's even worse right now because
half of them are hurt.
But they don't do anything well.
No.
Like, even last year, when they were giving up a historic amount of passing yards, at least you could say, well, no one can run the football.
Yep.
And the yards per carry was elite and all of that. And you could say, okay, well, why run? You can do whatever you want on this defense. Yeah. Run it,
pick
throw
your poison.
It, backpedal, whatever. Go back to the Lions game. So 19 drives between the Lions and the Chiefs game, excluding the kneel downs.
Mm-hmm.
In those 19 drives, the opposing offense has scored 9 touchdowns, 4 field goals, 2 missed field goals. The Ravens have forced 4 punts. No turnovers.
It's an embarrassment.
4 punts in those 2 games.
I wonder, and I'm just speculating here, maybe, and I'm grasping at straws, maybe Harbs knows that Zach Orr is under a ton of heat and he's deflecting here a little bit.
He's playing a game, but it's a very transparent game.
Yeah.
You're not fooling anybody. And when you're not some upstart little engine that could. Your prestige unit is your defense.
Mm-hmm.
This franchise rose to prominence with elite defense. Don't be like the Orioles and take people for fools. No one's falling for your okie doke. We know which side is more broken. We know where the deeper problems lie, and you're just making yourself look foolish by spitting all over a coach who has saved your ass.
Well, it was just it's one thing if you're trying to take some heat off Zach Orr, and I can understand that to an extent.
In the heat of the moment after the game.
Well, but Jason, it was 5 or 6 different
the next day.
Answers.
The next day.
Like, this isn't just one answer where he's kind of crapping on. Like, it was boom, right hook, left hook. Right. I'm like,
and the other thing, and I wasn't here yesterday, so apologies if I cover some ground that you guys covered, but after the first touchdown drive, I thought Lamar Jackson was bad. Like, and that's not on Monk. I thought that Lamar Jackson was frankly bad. Like, he had the one series where he had two delay games and then the grounding. Was throwing balls at guys' feet. Was slow to react to stuff. I don't put that on Monk. It's a weird tactic to just kill the one guy who we all said we thought was going to get a head coaching job after last year.
Yeah, again, I think they are showing us how they handle adversity right now. And there's no more like coaches to fire, right? You weeded out the guys on the defensive staff who you knew sucked. Uh-huh. You waited too long to weed them out. Cost you potentially a one seed last year by waiting till after the season. But like, you've done that. You've already brought DNPs out of mothballs. Like, the pass rushers have been signed. There's nothing on the street. We've documented that. I mean, maybe D-tackle-wise, but nothing at edge. You've kind of made your bed. Now you have to lie in it. But I think they're all kind of showing us a little bit what they're made of.
Yes.
Harbs is showing you how he's handling adversity these days. Roquan's showing you how he's handling adversity these days. And it does also go back to they doth protest too much. We played the hell out of the clips this summer for a reason.
Yeah.
Because we're setting an agenda. We're setting things up. Everybody telling you how great Zach Orr is, maybe he's not that great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now it goes back to where Ken kind of started. The injuries are piling up. And a defense that, when it was healthy, week one, was still having a fourth quarter collapse. Now, Roquan Smith expected to miss multiple weeks. Marlon Humphrey expected to miss multiple weeks. Nate Wiggins got carted off the field.
Nate, that looked bad. That looked bad.
I can't imagine he's playing.
And he's actually been one of the few guys to play well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And your whole defensive line's compromised.
We should get back to the Lamar of it all. In the last hour, Brian Wacker reporting that he's unlikely to play. He's safe. Unlikely to play. No, that was a baseball reference. Unlikely to play Sunday and could miss 2 to 3 weeks. Jason, I was sitting today thinking about this. we're going back to 2018. And what I mean by that is think back to how the Ravens could not run the football until they put Lamar Jackson into the game. If Cooper Rush is the quarterback, I don't think they're going to be able to run the football.
Well, if you're and we'll talk about this at length in 2:30. I mean, I went back and rewatched the game against Houston. I don't think they're going to be able to do what they did to Houston last year without Pat Ricard and without Lamar Jackson. Yeah. And so if you're D'Amico Ryans, you're going to force Cooper Rush to beat you because he's got a stifling defense. That is a top five defense. I don't care that they don't get any run support. That's a top five defense. And yeah, I think they are highly compromised in a must-win game. And then Sean McVay is going to come in here the week after that.
Yeah,
and if he wants to hang 50 on him, he can. Yeah. Like if he wants to, he will. And he could do it throwing to Nacua. He could do it running Nacua. He could do it with either running back. He could do it with Devontae Adams. He could do it running 50 times. He could do it throwing 50 times. He will be able to pick his poison like Andy Reid did. So that's your Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, they couldn't cover Xavier Worthy last week, and they couldn't cover Bills receivers week one. I am not excited to see what that's going to look like. Not only Puka Nacua, but Devontae Adams is playing well for them as well. Like, who's covering these guys? But we will continue this conversation, but we have a big Tuesday show. Guest-wise, baseball guests, as the Orioles didn't want to be left out. They had press conferences yesterday. Those were fun. Part of our BBT crew, Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick joins us at 3.
Talk like losers.
Get his thoughts. And Jacob Calvin Meyer, what were his main takeaways from those pressers? He's from the Baltimore Sun. He joins us at 4.
We barely got to the Orioles and those dueling S shows between the bocce ball coach and the wannabe GM.
Well, he's a president now.
Yeah. They don't need a GM.
That's what he said. That was
interesting. Adley's fine. Leadership's fine.
They admitted Adley was hurt.
We'll get better. He's hurt, but he's the best defensive catcher in baseball.
And
nobody cares more than Adley. And they're wonderful leaders. You don't just see it. And Manzolino patting himself on the back for the job he did. I mean, what a display. Katie Graves gets to hire the new fake puppet manager who's already employed Manzolino. It's great.
That's a good time.
They're real winners over there.
Good time to be an O.
Good luck selling tickets next year. Where's the owner? Why don't you write on the back of a bobblehead why you gave Elias a promotion? Or maybe you could write it on the brim of an Orioles hat and throw it at somebody.
John Harbaugh, he spoke yesterday afternoon after watching the film. We'll hear from Harbs next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.